Blog Talk Radio.
By my spirit, you'll be
rejoice and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction, for I'll restore years and I'll restore health and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha ha ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Habrá alguien que puede adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en fe en este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Siempre estás obrando. Siempre estás. Déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando, lo declaramos. Siempre estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Siempre estás obrando.
Shalom, shalom. Welcome to the Lord's hour. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our God is so good, so awesome. We thank God that the Lord hears our hearts and our prayers. And I'm very grateful for your prayers. Me and Sister Brenda are doing much better, praise God. The Lord came through. He is faithful. He is true to who He is, that He is the Savior, He is the Deliverer, and He is the true Healer. Believe and trust Him. Believe in what God tells you before you make any decision, anything from man. Amen? Well, praise God. We're grateful for that. We're grateful for the prayer answer that Brother Andrew shared too. Praise God. And we're still praying for Sister Connie. She didn't ever respond, but we're praying for her, and God will intervene for her too. These are some of the prayer requests from last week on this check-in and see how to pray. Well, glory to God. It's Sis Jeanette coming in now, and she shared a great news that the Supreme Court has ruled that the snake bite is no good, and it should be stopped and be avoided. It's amazing. Even in the times we're living, what God's doing, when we got the old Biden over there wanting to divide God's land, divide God's holy city and capital of Israel, disrespect the nation of Israel, and we need to pray for our nation, because that is not a good thing to do, because God will intervene on that and divide or tear down or whatever it is that he will, if something will happen. But we be humble before him and pray that our leaders would turn to the living God. As my wife was sharing, even in our Congress, supposedly people that are supposed to be conservatives and stand for good things voted 200 of the Republicans voted for people to go to other states to get abortions. God have mercy. Don't matter what label you are. I think that, like Pastor JD says, and we all should be, it don't matter what political party, what so-called denomination, religion, whatever you are, we need to look at people. Either they're saved, born again, or they're not. That's what's important. And that's all that really matters, because all that other stuff is all temporary. All of it is misleading and deceitful in ways of men and doctrines of demons led by the fallen one. Understand that. Infiltrated all kinds of different groups and ways. And he doesn't care if you find God in any way but the right way, and that's his son, Jesus. Understand that. So there is many paths. We got to be very wise and discerning these days. The other thing that's amazing is that this so-called Abraham Accords, and they're moving forward, or Biden putting his two cents in whichever way. And I was reading about an article that if Netanyahu got in there, he said he would be pushing this too. And that it would be, listen to this, brothers and sisters, not a 5-year treaty, not a 10-year treaty, not an 8-year treaty, but a 7-year treaty. And you think about it, why would it be 7 years? Of course, God's word says it is, but would the Jews be more open to it with a number they think that, you know, has something to do with God? I think so. So that's going on too. And that's setting up, and as they're saying, peace and safety, peace and security everywhere, then sudden destruction is going to come, because the nations around Israel, the nations like Iran and China and Russia, all that, they don't want a treaty and give a little piece of land to the Jews. They want them gone. They want them destroyed, and they will face God's wrath. Song 83 is lining up really well, because you think about it, really. It talks about Antichrist would come in and ratify or make it stronger or better. You think about it. Usually before a treaty comes, there has to be war. And God's going to take care of the surrounding nations, enemies of Israel, to make it to a place where they will be at peace. And their gates will, there will be no bars or gates or walls or anything, because they'll believe that they are at a good place with this false Messiah. And I'm sure he'll offer the temple too. But brothers, sisters, it's exciting for us as believers, because the Lord said, when you see this major war start, when I will destroy all the enemies around Israel, look up, because I'm coming for my church and bride. So it's exciting times. It's exciting times that we're in. But God is like this. Just said here, is in total control. It's absolutely amazing all that we see going on and all that's happening. For us personally, some more trials, of course, but some good things happening too, praise God, and the Lord intervening and making a way, and how God has blessed us, has given us opportunity to humbly bless others. It's amazing how many people are struggling, brothers and sisters. It's amazing how many people didn't know how to take care of money and stay out of debt. And God is saying and writing his words, you know, in the Lord's Prayer, forgive our debts if we forgive our debtors. God doesn't want us in debt. He wants us to trust him. And I'm thankful in the days that we weren't doing so well either, as me and Brenda when we was younger. But the Lord gave us wisdom and direction how to take care and make it right. Now he's given us opportunity to bless others, and to see the joy or the relief they have is all worth it. All glory to the Lord, of course. But in this week, my test shed out there just couldn't quite make it. I've got blessed by some rain again, but boy, the wind comes with it too. And the wind took my shed down. So thankfully, like I said, the IRS got our refund back. And so we're going to get a better shed. And then this gives an opportunity for the other one, a Christian brother, to give him something to do. He picks up and clean jars or picks up stuff that you don't want anymore. And that'll be a place to help him too. But praise God. It's been a humbling trial. But I know that through it, and we'll be getting that new shed soon, and take care of that situation that we have here. That's been a minor trial compared to a lot of other things people going through. But other than that, it's been pretty good. I hope everything's been going good with each one of you, and thankful for each one of you here, and that we can come together and that we understand that in this message tonight, God is faithful through his son, Jesus Christ, through Jesus Christ. That is truth, and that is the way that he is faithful. He has said, listen and obey my son. Believe in him. Trust him. Embrace him. Have a relationship with the Son of God and your Savior personally, because it has to happen. You have to become like Christ, born-again believers. Hallelujah. That's who he's coming for, all who believe and trust him. Whatever else, you need to get rid of it. Count it as done. Only faith alone in Christ and born again by the Spirit is all that's going to be accepted by the Father. Thank you, Jesus. Well, glory to God that we can come together into worship and honor the Lord. And very grateful for each one of you here at the Lord's Hour, and all by phone and by Skype and Facebook and whatever God makes a way. And that many are listening in the archives, praise God, or downloading the message. I pray it spreads. There is like a milestone here. I was looking at the dashboard here at the Lord's Hour. In the time that the Lord's Hour has been here at Blog Talk, brothers and sisters, we're over 900,000 listeners. That 900,000 people over these years have heard the gospel, have heard the truth of Jesus coming. That's exciting. We're almost approaching 1 million people. Isn't that amazing? You imagine what kind of reunion will be in heaven with all the people that's come to Christ, because the Lord has used us as his vessel, especially Brother Elby. He's been here the longest, and others along the way, Sis Carla. Lord, remember everybody's names, but praise God, they're all here serving, and the Lord has come through and used each one of us. Very grateful and humble that the Lord would use us, and it's very awesome what God's doing. All right, well, let's focus on the Lord and get started tonight, because God is good all the time. Just like Brother Andrew said, God is good all the time. That's right, brother, the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ. as he told us, faith alone in him, born again by the Spirit. God didn't make it complicated. He made it simple because we're very simple and foolish people. And he knew what we needed and understand, and he's got it perfectly done. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you and praise you for this night. We thank you we can come together in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're grateful. We praise and honor you for giving your son. And we're grateful, Lord Jesus, that you humble yourself and became like a bond servant, and that you would take our place, and that you would fulfill everything for our redemption, for us to be saved and have eternal life. Lord, that you set us free from the nature of sin, death, and hell that comes from the kingdom hell and the dark one, the evil one, Satan. Thank God you have set us free. And Lord, that you've come with your power, the power of love that's greater than all our sin, and that you have taken care and set the captives free, and that you have come to deliver, and you've come to heal the afflicted, all because of the things of sin and the curse of it and the fallen one and the evil spirits and all that would come against your created children. Lord, we thank you that you intervene and that you send the darkness running, hallelujah, as you came out of an empty grave, glory to God. Thank you for the victory, Lord Jesus. You are worthy, and that we honor and praise you, that we focus and praise you tonight. We thank you for intervening in our lives. We thank you for our brothers and sisters here in the body of Christ who would rise up and pray for one another because we love each other. We're very grateful, Lord, that you intervene and you give us opportunities to be a witness and a light in our lives by our words and actions. Lord, I pray that we'd be more Christ-like each day. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have shown us the path. You have been the perfect example that we would trust and praise you. We thank you for the authority of your name and the power of your shed blood over anything that the enemy would try to throw at us in the Lord's hour and the connections and the computers and phones. That God, you make a way with this technology that we can hear your word and let it go forth. Let the anointing flow, Lord. So powerful, so awesome. The greatest power is your love. Your love conquers all. We honor and praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. And the scripture tonight for the song, the praise song, is hallelujah. My wife put up here. I was getting ready to go to the song, and then she put up this, where I think somebody at TikTok said this, but you hear this from Sis Brenda. His hands have holes in them, so ours don't have to have them. Isn't that awesome? The Lord took our place. And when he did this, what has God done? Philippians 2:8 through 11. All glory to the Lord. After he was found in the terms of his outward appearance as a man, for a divinely appointed time, he humbled himself still further by becoming obedient to the Father, to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, because he obeyed and so completely humbled himself, I'm learning more and more that is so important, being humble. God has highly exalted him, bestowed on him the name which is above every name, hallelujah, so that at the name of Jesus, nobody else but Jesus, every knee shall bow in submission, hallelujah, of those who are in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and as every tongue will confess and openly acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, sovereign God, to the glory of the Father. The only sad thing about this right here, does it say anything about him being their Savior? I think mainly this is all that have rejected Christ. But they'll bow their knee to him and confess that he is Jesus' Lord, sovereign to God and glory to the Father. But we have a different, we're different. We have a relationship with him, and he is our Savior too. Hallelujah. He reigns above it all. Reign above it all. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to you, Lord. Darkness has ended. Amen. The kingdom of light. In the kingdom of light. For under your dominion. Here's the kingdom of my life. Here's the kingdom of my life. You reign above it all. You reign above it all. Over the universe and over every heart. There is no higher name, Jesus. You reign above it all. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. On the cross, the work was finished. And you poured out your life just to give us new life. Hallelujah. Now from the lips of the forgiven, hear the anthems arise. Because Jesus, you're alive. Amen. You reign above it all. You reign above it all. Over the universe and over every heart, there is no higher name, Jesus. You reign above it all. Heaven and earth erupt in song. Sing hallelujah to the everlasting one. There is no higher name, Jesus. You reign above it all. Come on now. This is what he's done. Proclaim it. Remind them. The kingdom of darkness and the fallen one, Satan. You sent the darkness running out of an empty grave. Now seated alone in glory, enthroned on the highest praise. You sent the darkness running out of the empty grave. Now seated alone in glory, you enthroned on the highest praise. You sent the darkness running out of the empty grave. Now seated alone in glory, you're enthroned on the highest praise. You said the darkness running out of the empty grave. Now seated alone in glory, enthroned on the highest praise. You said the darkness running out of the empty grave. Now seated alone in glory, enthroned on the highest praise. You sent the darkness running out of the empty grave. Now seated alone in glory, you are thrown on the highest praise. Hallelujah. You reign above it all. You reign above it all. Over the universe and over every heart, there is no higher name, Jesus. You reign above it all. Let all heaven and earth rub up in song. Sing hallelujah to the everlasting one. There is no higher name. Jesus, reign above it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Above it all, reign above it all, reign above it all, reign above it all. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, you do, Lord. reign above it all. You reign above it all. Over the universe and over every heart, there is no higher praise. Jesus, you reign above it all. Let all heaven and earth erupt in song. Sing hallelujah to the everlasting one. There is no higher name. Jesus, reign above it all. Amen.
Amen.
He really does, brother. He really does, brothers and sisters. Glory to God. He reigns above it all. He has defeated everything that we could not even touch or even think to touch or stop. He defeated death. He defeated the empty. He defeated the grave. He defeated hell. He defeated Satan. He defeated all the principalities and powers of hell, all the demons of hell, and all the darkness. The light has come through. The light of the world, Jesus Christ, is victorious, and he reigns above it all. Hallelujah. Victory. Victory for us. Victory. He has the keys to death and hell. Hallelujah. He's in total control. Too glad that he is your Savior. I pray that you know that he is. He really is. Praise God. Hallelujah. Shalom there, Miss Sis Walk in Truth. Good to see you, sis. Bless you. Good to see you here at the Lord's Hour tonight. Thank God. Everybody else here. Praise God. Now we're going to let Sis Jeanette come and share what God has put on her heart to worship and praise the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. He reigns above it all. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. He sent the darkness running out from an empty grave. Hallelujah. They couldn't keep him in the grave. He is too powerful. His love is greater than all our sin and death and everything else. Amen. All right, sis. Praise God. There she is. Hi, sis. How you doing? Amen.
Victoria. Glory in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. He's worthy of all praise and glory for everything the Lord has done for us. Glory to God is doing and is going to do. It's absolutely amazing. Well, we feel a lot better, sis, that's for sure. I mean, God is
that's
really
good,
lifting
brother.
Us up. And God is good.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I'm going to let you continue this worship and praise and we continue to focus and worship the Lord. Amen.
Okay, she's okay, brother.
All right. Bless you, sis.
Jesus, beautiful Savior, God of all majesty, risen King, Lamb of God, holy and righteous, blessed Redeemer, bright morning star. So the heavens shout your praise. Your creation bows to worship you. How wonderful, how beautiful, name above every name, exalted high. How wonderful, how beautiful, Jesus, your name above every name, Jesus. God of all majesty, praise and King. Lamb of God, holy and righteous, blessed Redeemer, bright morning star. All the heavens shout your praise. Your creation bows to worship you, the wonderful, the beautiful name above every name.
In the middle, deep so
through. This dark of night will not overtake me. I am pressing into you. Lord, you fight my every battle, and I will not fear. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. You redeem me, receive me. You call me as your own. You redeem me, receive me. You call me as your own. You redeem me, receive me. You call me as your own. You redeem me, receive me. You call me as your own. You're my strength. You're my defender. You my refuge in the storm. Though this trial, you've always been faithful. You bring healing to my soul. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me. I am not alone. I am not alone. You will go before me. You will never leave me.
All of the earth, make straight the highway, the path for the Lord. Jesus is coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint. Let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a groom, we'll be at church ready for you. Every heart for our King, we sing. He was so come. Lord Jesus, come. there will be justice, all will be near. Yearning for love, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Oh, like a bride waiting for a groom, will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King to witness. Jesus, so come, Lord Jesus, come. Jesus, so come, Lord Jesus, come. So we wait, we wait for you. Lord, we wait on your coming soon. God, we wait for you. Yes, we wait on your coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a groom, will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing. Like a bride waiting for a groom, will be a church, will be ready for you. Every heart longing for our King to waiting. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so come, Lord Jesus, come.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen, sis. Praise God. All right. Thank you. Praise God. We'll get back with you at the end of the service and have another beautiful song that God's put on your heart. Amen.
Okay, brother. I'll see
all
you
right,
okay.
All right. We'll let Sis Danette get back in the chat room, and we'll get into the message. Praise God. It's all walk in truth. We pray that God makes a way for her to get back in here in the chat room, and the people by phone that seem like have hung up or having problems, we pray that, Lord, you intervene, that, Lord, you make a way where there seems to not be no way, especially as the world and the enemy tries to come against us. We pray that you make a way to open the airways and the connections by computer or phone and whatever platform, Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you make a way. Very grateful, Father, you give us this time and opportunity. Amen. All right, there's Sis. She's back. All right. The message tonight and the times we're living, God, Jesus Christ. God is faithful through Jesus Christ. Shalom, brothers and sisters, in Christ, grace, mercy, love comes from our true and faithful Heavenly Father, our faithful Savior and Son, Jesus Christ, and the always faithful, present Holy Spirit. Amen? So for such a time as this, we have been waiting and hoping as people keep pointing out a day or even a time or feast day that our Savior is coming, only to be disappointed again. Well, I can tell you this. Do not put your trust in faith in a day or event, but in the one who controls all that is going on, in the one who died for you so you can live, the one who poured out his life and blood so you can be forgiven and receive forgiveness of all your sin and be made righteous in the eyes of God the Father by our faith and trust in his son, Jesus Christ. Amen? That he did not stop there, but to fulfill all that his father's will and purpose for the redemption of his created children, he died and was raised up 3 days later. As the scripture said, what happened? So that we can too rise at his coming, asleep or alive, when he comes. Amen. Hallelujah. That the Son of God took care of everything that had to be done so that we're able to be saved, redeemed, and resurrected at his perfect way and time. Amen. The key is his perfect way and time, not ours or what we think it is, but his. Amen. He has always been faithful to each of us who know him and love him. Truthfully, he has been faithful to all his created children by all that has been done through his son, Jesus Christ. It is truly available to all. You have to make this choice and decision for yourself personally before your last breath in this life. I pray all listening tonight in the archives will or has before it is truly too late. By the word of God, we are in the times and seasons of Christ's return for his church and bride. But let us not lose our focus on him and focus too much on a day or an event. Amen? Truthfully, by all the signs and even the feast given were mainly for the Jews, speaking about his second coming. So many people try to mix and fit them for the rapture of the church and bride. That is bringing confusion, and God is not a God of confusion. The main thing to know about these days or even the feast and the time in them is how much closer we are to his coming for us. That's the main thing, amen? One thing you need to know, truly know, when Christ was speaking in the book of John, it was totally different than the other gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Here, he was starting to tell and show not only the Jews, but all people can be saved and have eternal life. Amen? The key was to believe, trust, and have faith in him, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So remember what he told us from his word about our life and our time now as we live. About one is coming who is going to let you know all truth and what else? The future. Let's look. First, let's go to the scripture in the book of John that points to that Jesus Christ was a savior for all people and not just the Jews. Amen? John 3:16-21. For God so loved, greatly, greatly, greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave his one and only begotten Son. So whoever believes and trusts in him as Savior shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son into the world to judge and condemn the world. That is to initiate the final judgment of the world. But the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes and has decided to trust in him as personal Savior and Lord is not judged. For this one, there is no judgment. no rejection, no condemnation. But the one who does not believe and has decided to reject him as personal Savior and Lord is judged. Already, that one's been convicted and sentenced because he or she has not believed and trusted in the name of the one and only begotten Son of God, the only one who's truly unique, the only one of his kind, the one who alone can save him or her. This is the judgment that is the cause for indictment, the test by which people are judged, the basis for the sentence. Why they face all this? Why will they face all that is going to happen? convicted, sentenced, and judged. The light has come into the world, and the people love the darkness. You see the word love the darkness. In Revelation, it talks about that they love or worship the beast. God of mercy, rather than the light. For their deeds were evil. Well, that's, you know, very understandable because of that's their nature and their character. And we're seeing it rise up more every day. But at the same time, in the days we live in the time of grace, the Holy Spirit is revealing to all of God's created children, you're a lost and sinner, and you need the Savior, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. That's a whole different ballgame. When you have been revealed the truth of Christ, and rejected them, God have mercy on your soul. For every wrongdoer hates the light and does not come to the light, but shrink from it for fear that his sinful, worthless activities will be exposed and condemned. Almost that'd be a good thing. Show you that you need a Savior, not so great as you think you are, so perfect or righteous you are in yourself. But whoever practices truth, that means the lifestyle, and does not and does what is right, morally, ethical, and spiritually, comes to the light, so that his works may be plainly shown to be what they are. What they are. What are the works of our work accomplished in God? That's the only way it happens. That's the only way you can be right, morally, ethical, and spiritually. Divinely prompt, done with God's help, in dependence on him. And we just had the message about dependence on the Lord Jesus. Amen? It's all falling into place. God is showing us clearly. So God the Father sent his son Jesus to save the people of the world who will believe in him as the Son of God and yours as your Savior personally. Amen? The other thing you need to know is that when he came, that time, as he has already, he came to save. But the second part is going to happen too. That is, to initiate the final judgment of the world for a world who rejects him, for the world that's trying to destroy Israel. Judgment's coming to all who do not believe and trust the Son of God personally to be saved and given eternal life. So, yes, God is faithful. For the most important thing or truth for us, that while we were lost sinners, that his son Jesus died for us so that we can be forgiven, saved, and have eternal life. Amen. What glorious news is that? Now, as born-again believers, again, in the book of John, he started revealing some new revelation of truth and future to all who believe. Let's look. Understand. The Lord didn't reveal this to every Tom, Dick, and Harry, or the religious people, or the worldly people, or the ones in darkness, not even Judas, the betrayer. He revealed this to ones who believe and trust him. And he started giving revelations that were not even in the prophets. This is from the Son of God himself to you, the church and bride. Hallelujah. Hear what the Lord is saying. After Judas left, then he started bringing forth this truth. John 14, 1 through 6. Do not let your hearts be troubled. What does that mean to be troubled? Afraid, cowardly. Believe confidently. You have to. In God and trust in him. Not man, not yourself, but God. Have faith. Hold on to it. Rely on it. Keep on going. Believe also in me. Talking about God the Father, and believe in Jesus the Son. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. Because I'm going there to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. All who believe and trust him. We who depend upon him. And if I go and prepare a place for you, you, me, praise God, all of us who believe and trust Jesus, available for all his created children. And I will come back again. Oh, hallelujah. And I'll take you to myself. So that where I am, you may be also. Glory to God. And to the place where I'm going, you know the way. They're supposed to. Well, here's old Thomas. He does ask some good questions. And in his life, we see trials and tests that we all learn from. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way? Jesus said to him and to everybody else, I am the only way to God and the real truth and the real life. No one comes to the Father but through me. One way, unique, one himself, the only Savior. So you see here, he is mainly speaking to us, I mean, his disciples and followers, the ones who trust in Jesus for their salvation and eternal life personally, not the crowds or religious leaders, but the ones who believe in him and know he is faithful. Amen? So by the word of God, how do we truly know what God wants us to know right now? Well, let's look. John 16. But I'm going to him who sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. He knows us. He knows our hearts. And taking complete possession of them. But I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the helper, comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby will not come to you. But if I go, I'll send him the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. To you, to be in close fellowship with you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world of the guilt of sin and the need for a Savior. He, the Holy Spirit. We're vessels. Messengers, God is the one who touches hearts and changes. And about righteousness and about judgment, three things he'll be doing. About sin, the nature of it, because they do not believe in me and my message. There's number one. About righteousness, this is for us. About righteousness, personal integrity and godly character. Because I'm going to the Father and you will no longer see me. So the Holy Spirit is here pointing us the way to go. And about judgment, he's telling it clear. The certainty of it. Because the ruler of this world, Satan, has been judged and condemned. Hallelujah. Victory in Jesus. Now it happens in each of our life. Praise God. I have many more things to say to you. But you cannot bear to hear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into what? All truth, full and complete truth. For he will not speak of his own initiative, but he will speak whatever he hears from the Father. He said he's going following the same path as Christ, a humble servant, obeying the Father. The message regarding the Son. And he will disclose to you what is to come. He will disclose to you what is to come in what? The future. Oh, God will let us know what it needs to be known, right? He will glorify and honor me because he, the Holy Spirit, will take from what is mine and will disclose it to you. Isn't that awesome? All things that the Father has are mine. Because of this, I said that he, the Spirit, will take from what is mine and will reveal it to you. So how are we really to know the truth of God's word and revelations, even the future with him, he will disclose it to you. What is to come in the future to each of us? Amen? Jesus Christ is faithful and true. The truth has come to pass in each of our lives and hearts who believe and trust in him as the Son of God and our glorious Savior. We are born again by the Holy Spirit. He lives in our hearts and lives today, right now. Let us humble ourselves and trust him to lead us and guide us, and let him reveal the future and not man or man's way. Amen? We've all been excited by what some man or woman say or try to figure out when the Lord Jesus is coming. Only to be disappointed that he did not come. We were told to encourage one another with these words and try not to figure out which day. But let us trust the Lord Jesus, because he is faithful and will not fail us or disappoint us either. Amen? Brothers and sisters, be encouraged by the word of God. We do know two things for sure. There is the times and seasons of his return for us, and there is a day approaching. Amen? Know this, your Savior and our King Jesus is coming for us to take us home before he initiates the judgment for all who do not believe and trust in him personally. Why? Because he is truly faithful. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So let's focus on him and his empowered by the Holy Spirit. And when the time is perfect, the Holy Spirit revealed to us when our Savior is coming to each of us, I truly believe. Amen? So in this time of all the trials and tests and so many thinking they know what is going on, it is good to know who we believe in and trust in is true and faithful to us, his born-again believers, followers of Christ. Amen? This message is to remind us of this. As in good times or bad times, on mountaintops or dark valleys of this world, we're facing trials and tests and everything the world throws at us or Satan. Know this well, that our God and our Father is faithful and is a good God. All this comes through his Son, Jesus Christ, who was and is and will ever be the faithful servant, Son, and Savior. Amen. I know many of us are very tired and some days feel overwhelmed, but know this very well too. God is faithful right here and right now through his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Definition of faithful. True to one's word, promises, reliable, trusted, or believe. There's only one who fits that. That's the Savior, Jesus Christ. That's the Godhead, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is who our Savior and King is to us, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, by the mighty word of God, Psalm 12, verse 1, save and help and rescue, Lord, for the godly people cease to be, for the faithful vanish from among the sons of men. Wow, I never noticed that Psalm said this. But for such a time as this, as the Holy Spirit reveals the truth, this is what's going to happen to us very soon. Amen. The Lord himself will come and rescue us, for the faithful vanish from among sons of men. Amen. Psalm 13, verse 5. But I have trusted and relied on and been confident in your loving kindness and faithfulness. My heart shall rejoice and delight in your salvation. Yes, we like the psalmist that we too have trusted and relied on and been confident in your loving kindness and faithfulness even for such a time as this. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name forever. Psalm 31, verse 5. Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, the God of truth and faithfulness. You see clearly when Christ was a man. And on that cross, faith and death, who was he believing in and trusting? His Father, our God, God of truth and faithfulness. This scripture and song was fulfilled by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, at the cross, as he fulfilled all the Father's will and purpose for us to be forgiven, saved, and redeemed by his life and blood. That he said that when it was truly finished, amen, that we too will follow our Savior's heart, that we do the same, amen. Psalm 33, verse 4. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his work is done in faithfulness. Amen? Everything that our Savior and King Jesus has done, is doing, and going to do is his very nature and character. He has to. That is who he is. And to each of us who believe and trust and have faith in him. Amen? Psalm 40. Verse 10, I have not concealed your righteousness within my heart. I have proclaimed your faithfulness and your salvation. Amen. I have not concealed your loving kindness and your truth from the great assembly. No, we are to be open and to share the truth of who God is and what kind of love he has for all of us. Yes, brothers and sisters, we are not to be silent about God's faithfulness and his salvation available to all who believe and trust him. We are not to conceal his loving kindness and his truth either. Amen. Psalm 69, verse 13. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord. At an acceptable and opportune time, O God, in the greatness of your favor and the abundance of your loving kindness, answer me with truth. That is the faithfulness of your salvation. That's a powerful verse. But as for me, my prayer is to you, O Lord, at an acceptable and opportune time, O God, in the greatness of your favor. That's God's grace, blessed in favor, and the abundance of your loving kindness, everlasting, unconditional love. Answer me with your truth. Who's the truth? Jesus Christ. That is the faithfulness of your salvation. Hallelujah. His salvation that he gives us eternal. Amen. Praise God. Father, answer me with truth. That is the faithfulness of your salvation for each of us in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for that powerful prayer in the verse in the Word of God. Alive, sharper than any two-edged sword. Psalm 85, verse 10. Steadfast love. What kind of love God has? Steadfast and truth and faithfulness meet together. This is very nature and character. It's who he is. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. How intimate it is. How true it is in our lives. That's where real peace comes from. That's where hope comes from. Comes from God. Sure, he's gonna come in this world. Not from man's ways or ideas or religion or definitely not the doctrines of demons or nothing of the fallen world. No. The The only place you can get righteousness and peace is from the Prince of Peace, the Savior, Jesus Christ. All the nature and character of God is true and eternal. It is who he truly is of himself and to us. Amen? Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Know who your God and your Savior is. To you personally, Psalm 89, verse 2. For I have said, goodness and loving kindness will be built up for what? Forever. In the heavens, unchangeable and majestic, you will establish your faithfulness. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, his word and promises in his word will come to pass. When God sends out a word, it does not come back void. It will accomplish what it is set out to do. Hallelujah. Check out Isaiah 55. Psalm 91, verse 4. Thank you, Lord. Now listen to this. When you think that any kind of weapons or things of men or armies or government or whoever protects you, listen to what God does. Listen to what God says. What God does. He will cover you and completely protect you with what? His pinions. And under his wings, you will find refuge. Oh, hallelujah. His faithfulness is a shield and a wall. Because, see, the weapons of God are great in the spirit. They're greater than any of the temporary things that men have. And mostly the things that somehow, with their kind of nature, hurt others. Protect anything? Not much. Physically? What about spiritually? What are you going to do about spiritual enemies? You think you can stand up to them with a gun or a knife or weapons of this world? No. Only thing you can stand up against them with is the name of Jesus and the power of his authority in his name and his shed blood and the word of God alive by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because that's where your real enemies are. Who do you think influences people that are lost and have the kind of things and the ways they act that is evil and wicked and perverted? Don't come against the people. Come against the ones who influence them and possess them or control them. They need to be set free. That's what Jesus came to do, is set the captives free and to save them and heal them. Praise his name. What great love he has. He will protect you, and you will find refuge in him. His faithfulness is a shield and a wall to protect us. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Psalm 109, verse 21. But you, O God, the Lord, show kindness to me for your name's sake, because your loving kindness, faithfulness, compassion is good. Oh, rescue me. See, he's crying out. We would be doing the same. Oh, come rescue us, Lord. Lord Jesus, come quickly. As he put that song on Sister Nat's heart, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Be real with God. He wants to hear you cry. He wants to hear your heart. He wants to know you're ready to go. You want to be with him. That's how believers in Jesus, born again by the Spirit, should be. Why would you want to stay in this whole world any longer than we have? It just amazes me, some people caught up in this lost, dying, temporal world and things of it, when you have so much more. So beyond your dreams or ideas, what God has prepared. This life is like a vaporous smoke compared to eternity and to our God and his great mighty kingdom, and to be with our glorious Savior, the one who died for us and rose again. Praise his name, saved us and set us free and delivered us and healed us of all the things of the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. Spoken here in songs, but also spoken about being rescued in the New Testament. 2 let's look. Anybody tells you about you're going to face any God's wrath and judgment, you give them this scripture and say, oh, yeah, let's believe God and quit believing what men say. 1 Thessalonians 1:9-10, hear the truth of the word of God. For they themselves report about us, telling what kind of reception we had among you and how you turned to God from idols. Anything you worship other than God is like idols. Now we got ones that have seem like a life or power in them now. Seem like they're always with us. I thought and wondered about all the people that would worship little statues and stuff. Now we got square ones. God have mercy. Living truth. Turn from idols to serve the living God, the living and true God. And to look forward and confidently wait for what? The coming of his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who personally rescued us. Hallelujah. Rescued us. Rescue us. Okay, rescue us. Rescued us, but rescue us. What does he rescue us from? What's he going to rescue us from? Why is he coming? Because of his word and promises. From the coming wrath, and draws us to himself, granting us all the privileges and rewards of a new life with him. Now, does that sound like something, oh, we've got to be counted worthy. We've got to go through the trials and the tribulation and Jacob's trouble and all this other stuff because we're not worthy? Well, none of us are worthy. He said, well, who Jesus makes us worthy, and that he's done that, that you have not been appointed to God's wrath and judgment because Christ took it at the cross. For you and me, praise God, because he knew he couldn't handle it. And it's going to be a terrible and evil time in this world. And that's only for 7 years. What about the rest of it? What about for all eternity? If you love the darkness or worship the beast of hell and take the terrible mark branded for hell forever, that's why we're sharing the truth now, so you don't face that time. You're going to go home with us. We want you to come to know Jesus personally, the Savior now, in the time of grace. The day of salvation is now. Oh, praise, trust the Lord. Believe his word. And what man says. Shalom, Brother Rob. Welcome to the Lord's Hour tonight, brother. Bless you. Psalm 136, verse 23 says, who faithfully remembered us in our lowly condition. Who faithfully remembered us in our lowly condition. Thank God that he did. For his loving kindness endures how long? Forever. Well, there goes the end. God's love conquers our nature, our sin nature, and all that we face. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 8:1-2 says, therefore, there is now no condemnation, no guilty verdict, no punishment for those who are in Christ Jesus, who believe in him as personal Lord and Savior, for the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus, the law of our new being, has set you free from the law of sin and death. Praise God, it has. No condemnation. You'll never face God's wrath and judgment. Understand that. In this life and the life to come. Praise his name. Now, he might admonish his some and humble his some for sure, but it won't be his wrath and judgment. I can guarantee it does. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you remembered us, knowing we needed your loving kindness, that you, Lord Jesus, are faithful, and this endures forever. Amen. Isaiah 25, verse 1. The song of praise for God's favor. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise and give thanks to your name, for you have done miraculous things, plans formed long, long ago, fulfilled with perfect faithfulness. God doesn't miss one little smidge. Everything about our life and what he's doing and what he has said in his word will come to pass. He's perfect. He don't make mistakes. We join in with this song of praise from the prophet Isaiah. Yes and amen. Isaiah 51 verse 6. Isaiah 51 verse 6 says, lift up your eyes to the heavens, then look to the earth beneath, for the heavens will be torn to pieces and vanish like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment, and its inhabitants will die in like manner. But my salvation will be forever, and my righteousness, justice, and faithfully fulfilled promise will not be broken. Hallelujah! That's a promise from your God and your Savior, your loving Father. Hebrews 10, 14 through 15. For by the one offering he has perfected forever and completely cleansed those who are being sanctified, bringing each believer to spiritual completion and maturity. And the Holy Spirit also adds this testimony to us in confirmation of this, for after having said, amen. There's the truth. How can people miss that? I know how they can miss it. If you're not born again, you can't understand it. He said, no way this could happen. We've got to be part of it. We've got to do something. Oh, we've got to earn it. Oh, we've got to work for it. Oh, we've got to keep ourselves safe. Because you don't have peace without being born again by the Spirit in the way that God says that you can understand spiritual things. You've got to become spiritual, alive. That's why people are not understanding. That's why people are not grasping. In the time we're living and what's going on is in God's word. And we pray that the Holy Spirit reveals it to them before it's too late. Because it's very clear when the Spirit of God is speaking as born-again believers. But to the world, it's foolish. So they come up with all their other ideas and ways and almost don't even understand that they're helping the enemy and putting people on a path of destruction in hell. Not a path, excuse me, a boulevard, a wide road, the Lord said. God have mercy. Thank you for that word, sis. Do you see why we need our Savior and the Son of God personally? It is very clear this world system, and the wicked ways will be judged and destroyed. But God says my salvation will be forever. And my righteousness, justice, faithfully fulfilled promise will not be broken. Amen. It is time right now to believe and trust in the Son of God as your Savior right now. This word and promise will come to pass to those who believe and to those who do not believe. Amen. I pray you choose the faithful one, Jesus Christ, for salvation and eternal life forever. Amen. Isaiah 57 verse 1, the caption for this world, evil leaders rebuked. Well, there's a few of them out there. There is a few of them out there. The righteous man perishes at the hand of evil. And no one takes to heart. Faithful and devout men are taken away. Well, no one understands that the righteous person is taken away to be spared from disaster and evil. Like no one is really concerned about good people dying at the hands of evil people. But God does. And he will let this go on just so long. And then this will happen. Hallelujah. What will happen? Oh, glory to God, the blessed hope. the day of redemption, resurrection, rapture, faithful and devout men and women are taken away while no one understands that the righteous person is taken away to be spared, rescued from disaster and evil. This is what is coming to this fallen world soon. But praise God, Jesus, the Son of God and our Savior is coming to rescue us before it takes place. Amen. Praise God. Shalom, sis Erica. Welcome, sis, to the Lord's. I'll bless you, sister. Glad to see you here. Daniel 4:37. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and honor the God, the King of Heaven, the King of Heaven, for all his works are true and is faithful and his ways are just and he is able to humiliate and humble those who walk in self-centered, self-righteous pride. Look out, religious crowd. God is able to humble you and bring you to a place that you understand you need him. I pray it is before you take your last breath. Oh, yes, I do. Hear this great leader of the kingdom of Babylon. Many of our leaders need to take heed to this and do what he did, humbled himself, and not be self-centered, self-righteous, and prideful as government leaders and religious leaders do. Amen? Before it is truly too late. Because soon it will be. Praise his name forever. Hebrews 10:16-17. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will imprint my laws upon their heart. How? By the mighty Holy Spirit, can you say? On their mind I will inscribe, produce an inward change. God is the one who does it. He then said, and their sins and their lawless acts I will remember no more, no longer holding their sins against them. Why, brothers and sisters? Because they're under the blood of the Son of God and Savior, Jesus Christ. God doesn't see you as sinners. He sees you as sons and daughters of God, of light, of righteousness, of truth. Understand that. Understand that even in these old corruptible bodies, because what Christ has done, God sees you like a bright shining light, like Jesus when he was transfigured, the Lord showed me. Hallelujah. Know who God, know how he sees you, know who you are in Christ, and thank him every day. And then even as we're dealing with this, and we do, go to 1 John chapter 2 and see what else Christ is doing, and there ain't nobody else that can do it. Thank God he is there. Thank God he's the advocate. Thank God. We're sealed until the day of redemption, and then that will be taken care of too. Praise his name forever. When you realize the place we're in until we have glorified and resurrected bodies, oh, thank God for our Savior, Jesus Christ, before the Father. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, sis. Thank you for that word. Praise God. Micah 7, verse 2 says, the godly person who is faithful and loyal to God has perished from the earth. And there is no upright person, one with good character or moral integrity among men. They all lie in wait to shed blood. Each hunts the other with a net. Can you imagine a world like that? When the Lord comes for his church and bride, right at that moment, that's how the world will be. Only ones that faith and believe in Jesus and born again by the Spirit, true believers, will be all gone. And then this is what you'll have. God have mercy. God have mercy. The day is coming. During the tribulation, there is no godly people at the start. When the Lord takes all his people, then it will be an ungodly world. And it will be like what the prophet describes here. Amen. Malachi 3, verse 6. For I am the Lord. I do not change, but remain faithful to my covenant with you. That is why you, O sons of Jacob, have not come to an end. And I would warn anybody that wants them to come to the end, I wouldn't do it. You better look at God's word. Oh, you better look at history and see what's happened to everybody who's tried. God's not changed. He's faithful to his words and promise and covenant. Oh, the hammer's coming down on all the nations that will come against Israel. This is all who wants the nation of Israel gone, or you want to replace Israel with the church. Not going to happen. All your evil ways and plans will fail because God has a final world, not Satan or man. Amen. Thank God. This next portion of scripture is our faithful Savior Jesus Christ warning a very religious, traditional religious leaders, man's works and traditions. Take heed. You do not want this kind of faithfulness. Cling to or hold on to or grasp tightly. Let's look. Mark 7, 7 through 9. They worship me in vain. Their worship is meaningless and worthless, a pretense, teaching the precepts of men as doctrines, giving the traditions equal weight with the mighty word, living word of God, scriptures. You disregard and neglect the commandment of God and cling faithfully to the tradition of men. He was also saying to them, you are experts at setting aside and nullifying the commandment of God in order to keep your man-made traditions and regulations. God have mercy, we've got that going on too. God have mercy. In the times and days we live, many are. What the problem with this is that you yourself take the place of Christ as your Savior, and you make yourself the way, truth, and life through your works and traditions? Why is the Savior and the Messiah so angry and upset? Because if you do this, then you are living and acting like your father, Satan. God have mercy. Amen. You got to know your place. Or you're going to be in a bad place. Take heed, as the Holy Spirit is speaking to each and every one of us. Believe, trust, and have faith in the faithful one, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. In him alone. And be born again by the Spirit of life, Holy Spirit. This is God's way, truth, and life. Not anyone or anything else. Amen. Acts 20, verse 24. But I do not consider my life as something of value or dear to me, so that I may with joy finish my course and the ministry which I receive from the Lord Jesus to testify faithfully of the good news of God's precious, undeserved grace, which makes us what? Free of the guilt of sin and grants us eternal life. Hallelujah. Praise God. God doesn't want you in guilt. He wants you free and understand that he grants you salvation and eternal life, not yourselves, lest anybody boast foolishly, but our faith and trust and belief in Jesus, our Savior and God. We too are to be faithful and true in our lives. Amen? Oh, yes. He is the one who makes this possible by the Holy Spirit in our lives now. Amen? 1 Corinthians 1, verse 9. God is faithful. What does that mean? He is reliable, trustworthy, ever true to his promise. He can be depended on. Everything we've been, the messages we've been having. And through him, you were called into fellowship with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Praise the Lord. God is faithful. Amen. Reliable. Amen. Trustworthy. Amen. Ever true to his promise. Amen. And number five, he can be depended on. Amen. God's grace. Or us called into fellowship in relationship with his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. When you think you've gone too far as a believer, or you think you've done something bad, you better go to God's word. 1 Corinthians 10:13, you see what God says and not what man says or what Satan tries to bring down on you. Know who you are in Christ. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation, regardless of its source, has overtaken and enticed you that is not common to human experience, nor of any temptation unusual or beyond human resistance, but God is faithful to his word. Oh, hallelujah. He is compassionate and trustworthy, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability to resist. But along with the temptation he has in the past and now, is now and will always provide the way out as well, so that you will be able to endure it without yielding and will overcome temptation with joy. How is God faithful to his word and us? He did this through his son, Jesus Christ. He has covered all our temptations and sins. His way out for us is through the life and blood of his son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. This is why we can overcome temptation and even sin with joy. Amen. Hallelujah. What can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen, Lord. Let us take heed. It's everything about you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, so many have been led and deceived by man's ways and ideas. Only in Christ alone. 2 Corinthians 1:18. Praise the name forever. Glory to his name. But as surely as God is faithful and means what he says, our message to you is not yes and no or wishy-washy at the same time. Let us be like our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, mean what you say to. That our message is not yes or no or confusing, but let our message be yes and mean what we truly say about God's ways and standards. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 19. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, by me, Sabellius, and Timothy, was not yes and no, but has proved to be yes in him, true, faithful, divine, yes, affirming God's promises. Hallelujah. Yes, glory to God and him true and faithful, the divine. Yes, affirming God's promises. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise his name. Had to get a drink on that one. Galatians 5, verse 22. This is very important. about knowing who you are in Christ, because some of this should be going on in your life, and it will be if you're a believer. But the fruit of the Spirit, the result of his presence within us, what happens? His love. Unselfish concern for others. Not focused on ourselves all the time. Joy. Inner peace. The ability to wait. But how we act while waiting. Kindness. Goodness. Faithfulness. So where do we get the result of his presence? His presence. Within us. One being faithful, just like our Savior, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. He was our example. He showed us how we were going to live. Thank God he did, right? Amen? 2 Timothy 2, verse 11. This is a faithful and trustworthy saying. If we died with him, we will also live with him. Confirmed by his word, let's look. Oh, glory to God. Galatians 2, verse 20, this is true. I have been crucified with Christ. That is, in him, I have shared his crucifixion. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith, by adhering to, relying on, and completely trusting in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me. Talking about the old man dying, hallelujah, and the new man, the new creation in Christ by our faith and by the Spirit, hallelujah. The life that God intended for all his created children. And is available through Jesus Christ, the Son of God and our Savior. Amen. Confirm as faithful and true. Now, here you go. And people think, well, I've gone too far, or I've disappointed the Lord, or I haven't been faithful. Well, I got good news for you. It don't depend on you. 2 Timothy 2, verse 13, as a believer. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, true to his word and his righteous character, for he cannot deny himself. Let me ask you, brothers and sisters, who are you in Christ? You are the church. You are the bride of Christ. And what else? You are the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? He ain't going to deny himself. He loves you too much. This confirms that your salvation given to you from God and the eternal life given to you from God through his Son, Jesus Christ, does not depend on you, but him. What God has asked us to do is to believe, trust, and have faith in him. In him. Even if you're faithless, he remains faithful. Hallelujah. Absolutely amazing. He cannot deny himself. He cannot deny you if you're truly a born-again follower of Christ or believer in Christ. You're part of him. He is the head, and we are the body. Isn't that exciting? Good, encouraging news these days. Amen? Praise his name. Praise the name of the Lord. Titus 3, verse 8. This is a faithful, trustworthy saying, and concerning these things, I want to speak with great confidence, so that those who have believed God, that is, those who have trusted in, relied on, and accepted Christ as Savior, you see how much part of your life he should be. will be careful to participate in doing good and honorable things. These things are excellent in themselves and profitable for all the people. Yes, all the things that God is, how we're supposed to be like him. Amen. Let us take heed to this now. Amen. Hebrews 2, verse 17. Therefore, it was essential that he had to be made like us, brothers, mankind, in every respect, so that he might, by experience, become a merciful and faithful high priest in things related to God, to make atonement, propitiation for the people's sins, thereby wiping away the sin, satisfying divine justice, and providing a way of reconciliation between God and mankind. See, that's how the priests, the Pharisees, and high priests were supposed to be. But only Christ is the one who could. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy toward us and you being faithful to your Father and us to reconcile us between God and us. Amen. Hebrews 10, verse 23. Let us seize and hold tightly the confession of our hope without wavering. For he has promised, is reliable, trustworthy, and faithful to his word. He has promised, is reliable, trustworthy, and faithful to his word. Amen. Hebrews 10, verse 25. Not forsaking our meeting together as believers for worship and instruction, what we're doing here, as in the habit of some, but encouraging one another, not putting each other down. And all the more faithfully, as you see the day of Christ's return approaching. Amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. As we're doing now, right now. All the more, as you see the day, as the Holy Spirit reveals of Christ's return approaching to each of us now. Amen? Hebrews 12, verse 1. Jesus, the example. You take heed to this. You want to be who God wants you to be. Therefore, as we've come from Hebrews 11 talking about these great cloud of witnesses, since we've been surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness, stripping off every unnecessary weight and the sin which so easily and cleverly entangles us, let us run with endurance, active persistence, the race that is set before us. Let us take heed to his word because of God's absolute faithfulness. Amen. 1 Peter 4, verse 19. Therefore, those who are ill-treated and suffer in accordance with the will of God. Ill-treated and suffer according to the will of God. Must continue to do right and commit their souls for safekeeping to the faithful Creator. Even whatever you face. And you could go through things. To be a witness. To be a light. To show people that you trust in the Lord, whatever we face. Yes, brothers and sisters, even when this happens in our lives now, because your souls are in safe keeping to the faithful God and Creator. This is not the end. To live is Christ and to die is gain. If it's physical death, it'll never be eternal. Absent from the body, the presence of the Lord. Man, win-win for us, right? Revelation 1, verse 5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful and trustworthy witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. Who's in control? Jesus Christ. To him who always loves us, who has once for all freed us or washed us from our sins by his own blood, the sacrificial death. All of who Christ is to us, that he is faithful and trustworthy to us. Amen. Revelation 2, verse 3. And I know that you who believe are enduring patiently and are bearing up for my name's sake, and that you have not grown weary of being faithful to the truth, that we as born-again believers right now, that we follow his path he set before us to be faithful and trustworthy to him, and our fellow believers to be by the power of the Holy Spirit in our life now. Amen? Because that's the only way you can do it. There is no other. So we know and see that God, our Creator and Savior, is faithful. He is faithful to his word and promises, and to all who believe and trust him. He will faithfully keep his word and promises to us. So be encouraged. As he came to save us and give his eternal life, he will come in his perfect way and time to rescue us before the final judgment, and the wrath of God will be poured out on all who do not believe in him and trust in him and his word, and not believing that he is faithful. But he will show them that he is, for salvation and life and judgment and death too. So our God and Savior is totally faithful to all who believe and trust him. He brings this nature and character into our lives too, through our faith and trust in him, and by the Holy Spirit, amen. Now I finish this encouraging message with these two scriptures. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 24. Faithful and absolute trustworthy is he who is calling you to himself for your salvation. And he will do it. He will fulfill his call by making you, guarding you, watching over you, and protecting you as his own. Remember, you've been bought with a price of his own life and blood. Amen. Remember this, brothers and sisters. He who has started this in you, he will be faithful and complete it. Just believe and trust him, Jesus Christ. Amen. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. As the Lord gave this word for Sis Jeanette to give me, I give to you in the times we live in, and we should know this, all that we go through and face every day. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you, setting you as a firm foundation. Excuse me, setting you on a firm foundation. And he will protect and guard you from the evil one. He will do this now and keep you from the time of the evil one during the tribulation and for all eternity, because he is faithful now and forever. Amen. praise his name, promises. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen now. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God of Abraham, God of covenant, faithful promises. Time and time again, you have proven just what you said. Though the storms may come and the wind may blow, I remain steadfast. And let my heart learn when you speak a word, it will come to pass. Great is your faithfulness to me. Great is your faithfulness to me. Yeah. God, from age to age, the earth may pass away, your word remains the same. Yeah. Your history can prove there's nothing you can't do. You're faithful and true. Though the storms may come and the winds may blow, I remain steadfast. And let my heart learn when you speak a word, it will come to pass. Great is your faithfulness to me. Whoa, great your faithfulness to me. From the rising to the setting sun, I will praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me. Put my faith in Jesus, my anchor to the ground, my hope and firm foundation. He will never let me down. No, I put my faith in Jesus, my anchor to the ground, my hope and firm foundation. He will never let me down. Amen. Amen. I will still bless you. Amen. We'll still bless you. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Is your faithfulness to me? Great is your faithfulness to me. From the rising sun to the setting sun, praise your name. Great is your faithfulness to me. Amen. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. He is so faithful, so wonderful. Praise his name. How is he showing himself in the days we're living? What has he done? What has he promised? And it's coming to pass. And how much we need. Pour your spirit out, Lord. Pour your spirit out, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Oh, yes. Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. You've been down long enough. No more walking in shame. The way that he loves you. Is it something you can change? You've been running in circles, but you can't hide from grace. Amen. The way that he loves you. Is it something you can change? Just like Lazarus out of that grave. Our God rewrites history. Jesus, you change everything. When you pour your spirit out, just like silence, singing with Paul, praise can bring down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your spirit out? Pour your spirit out. Pour your spirit out. Amen. Amen now. You can rest in his presence. You can trust in his name, cause his burden is easy, and he's perfect in his ways. You can run to the Father, there's no reason to wait, cause his arms are open. That's something you can't change, just like Lazarus out of that grave. Our God rewrites history. Jesus, you change everything when you pour your spirit out. Just like Silas singing with Paul, praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all when you pour your spirit out. Praise God rewrites history. Jesus, you change everything when you pour your spirit out. Just like Silas singing with Paul, praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all when you pour your spirit out. Hallelujah. Pour your spirit out. Pour your spirit out. Your spirit out. Your spirit out. Pour your spirit out. Pour your spirit out. Spirit out. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen now. The Lord is able. Let's believe in. Trust him. Hallelujah. He is faithful. Amen. His word is truth. Amen. Amen. All we have to do is us seek, knock, must wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. All we have to do is just seek, knock, watch the door swing wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. We just ask, seek, knock, and watch the door swing wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. Do is just ask, seek, knock, and watch the door swing wide open. Roll back that stone. Roll back that stone. We happened to some miracle behind that stone. Back that stone. Amen. Waiting for, you can hear it there. Knock, knock, and knock. Back that stone. Roll back that stone. Like Lazarus out of that grave. God rewrites history. Jesus, you change everything. When you pour your spirit out, it's like silence singing with love. Praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all when you pour your spirit out. Pour your spirit out. Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Spirit out. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Let your faith grow. You hear the testimony. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Praise God. Where does the song come from? From a testimony. Amen. Hallelujah. Wow. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You try to explain. You can tell me I'm crazy, but I'm one to one he changed. Do you call that? Say it's not real. I used to think that it was crazy, but now I know the one who healed, just like Lazarus, out of that grave. Our God rewrites history. Jesus, you changed everything. When you pour your spirit out, it's like silence singing with Paul. Praise can break down prison walls. Jesus, you can have it all. Won't you pour your spirit out? Lazarus, out of that grave, our God rewrites history. Jesus, you can change everything. Won't you pour your spirit out? Lazarus, singing with Paul. Praise can break down prison walls. You need heaven, have it all. When you pour your spirit out. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. As he pours that spirit out, we are to be led by the spirit. As he speaks to us, we need to be responsive. We need to take heed what he's saying to us in the times we're living now. And believe him, faithful is our God, our Father, faithful is our glorious Savior and King, and faithful is the Holy Spirit, the mighty Holy Spirit, who lives within us and will live there forever. Praise his name. Spirit, lead me. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. We need you, Holy Spirit. Glorious one. Hallelujah. Amen. Moment, I withhold nothing. Empty yourself. Learning to trust you when I can see it. Even in suffering, I have to believe it. If you say no, I say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you ain't with me, I'll be here. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. I don't want to follow my own way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Amen. Yes. Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory. It feels like a burden. But once I could grasp it, you took me further than I was asking. And simply to see you, it's worth it all. My life is an altar. Let your fire fall. Oh, if you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. Teach me how to follow in your way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Oh, hallelujah. Holy Spirit, lead us. Oh, we humble ourselves and know that you're faithful and true. Holy Spirit, lead us as we're living in this life now. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, Holy Spirit, lead me. Yes, Holy Spirit, lead us. Glory. When all hope is gone and your word is all I've got, I have to believe you still bring water from the rock to satisfy my thirst, to love me at my word. And even when I don't remember, you remind me of my word. I don't trust my way. I'm trading in my faults. I lay down every cause. You're all that I want. I've landed on my knees in this cup you have for me. And even when it don't make sense, I'm gonna let your spirit lead. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm gonna let the spirit lead. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. I'm gonna let the spirit lead. I'm gonna let the spirit lead. Yes, we have to, Lord. Hallelujah. Spirit, lead me. Yeah. Hallelujah. Spirit, lead me. Yes. Spirit, lead me. Yes. Spirit, lead me. If you say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. You're the only truth, the light, the way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Amen. Oh, yeah. Spirit, lead me. Amen. Yes. Spirit, lead me. Amen. Lead me. Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Glorious and mighty one. Hallelujah. Spirit, lead me. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. One more song. Something the Lord is saying in it. This watch lady was sharing this song. But there is a word, and there's one sentence in this song about talking about God being faithful, or faithful God. But this word is, I stake my claim on every word you say, you will not be late. God will be right on time, brothers and sisters, when he's getting ready to take us. Even in all that we face and all we're going through, he is faithful. He is a faithful God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Faithful God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
On every side, can't see the light of day, but I am persuaded.
Amen.
Beyond all hope, who won't let go.
Amen. I claim every word you say won't be late. I will sing through fire and thunder, cause you're on my side. I trust you with my life. I know my story isn't over, even against all odds. You are faithful, God. You are faithful, God. Amen. The darkest weather, though I can't see, I still believe you're good. So I'm moving forward through the crashing wave. I know I'm safe with you. You hold my life, hear my cry, breath inside. I will sing through fire and thunder, cause you're on my side. I trust you with my life. I know my story isn't over, even against all odds. You are faithful, God. Amen. Those who you are faithful, God. convinced your promises will hold together. I dwell in the hope of your love forever. I am convinced that your promises will hold together. And I dwell in your love. Sing through fire and thunder, because you're on my side. I will trust you in my life. I know my story isn't over. Even against all odds, oh, you're faithful, God. That's who you are, our faithful God. Oh, you're faithful, God. Amen. Amen, brothers and sisters. He is. He is a faithful God. Praise his name forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Glory to God. We get to the place of we can pray. God makes a way for the people to stay in the chat room. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Thank the Lord. Oh, I tell you, the battles and everything continues on. We've had answered the prayers. We still keep praying. All the trials and tests we face, all that we're going through, thank you, Jesus, in the name of the Lord. Oh, we thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. All right. Anybody have any other prayer requests tonight? Thank the Lord. It's a great victory of what the Supreme Court said. And I'm sure it probably shocked some people, but God has a purpose and a reason what's going on, and it's surely clear that shooting down the snake bite, everybody thinking it's some mark of the beast. Yeah, right. Mark. The mark is only about what is in somebody's heart. It's like it's Satan's way of copying or trying to copy God, like being sealed. God of mercy will be sealed by his evil spirit. Mm-mm-mm. The Antichrist spirit forever. That's what it's all about. It's just branding people and saying, I own you. And I own you forever. That's what it's all about, not some kind of shock or some kind of health thing. It's what's in the people's heart and what they choose to do. God of mercy. But anyway, thank God for that that ruling. And we know the ones, I'm sure, you know, the great big pharmacies and all that make the money, they're not going to be happy at all. So definitely we need to pray for these judges to be watched over and protected. Okay. Well, if it's pushed back to October 6th, maybe y'all won't have to face it all. We'll be up in heaven and celebrating. But we'll continue to pray for that. Let's see. I know I have it written down here. Yep. I got it. Okay. October now. Okay. We'll pray for that. We'll pray that the Lord comes anyway. But we'll continue to pray for that, sis. We'll continue to pray for that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So it's down the road. Yeah, you know, be praying for us too. In the 1st of September, I'll be doing a wedding. First time I've ever done a wedding, and pray that the name of Jesus will be lifted up at that wedding. And God gives me the right words and anointing to be able to show the people how important the wedding is, and pointing to the glorious wedding of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God, all that God's doing. Thank the Lord. All right, well, praise God. Sis Connie, we continue to pray for what's going on in your life with your husband, Rick, and the tax bill. That we'll continue to pray. Do you have an update or not? Amen. Yes, brother. I'm an even got ordained. I'm an ordained minister now. An ordained minister that you just had to share your testimony and that you believe in Christ and that you will share the gospel as a minister. And that was pretty cool. The ministry that was online that required, and then they, you know, you put it in God's hand and they wanted to decide, okay, well, we'll continue to pray, sis. We'll continue to pray and God will intervene. We know he will. That we'll continue to pray for that. All right. Thank you, Jesus. Any other prayer requests tonight? Thank the Lord. Praise his name forever. It's exciting what God is doing, what he's doing in our lives every day. And to see him move, and amazing what he can do. It really is. What he's doing in the life around us and our family and friends and children and how God is watching over and protecting, how he's intervened when they were facing health problems or even death. The Lord intervened and that the Lord is with us. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Any other prayer requests? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God is faithful. Thank you, Lord. Amen. The absolute good and mercy endures forever. Amen. His love, his grace endures forever. His righteousness and truth endures forever. It's who he is. Hallelujah. Okay, sis. Is that for spiritual pain in his heart or physical, sis, or both? Okay. Amen. All right. The Lord knows what it is, and he'll intervene. Amen, sis. No, it's a tough world we're in, military, because, yeah, we're on the brink of war. We're on the brink of war. That's another sign of telling that the Lord is coming soon. Because I don't believe major war will break out until the church is done, because the kind of war it will be. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Lewis, okay. Luis. Amen. Okay. All right. Glory to God. And we need to be praying for. Still pray for Israel and all they're facing, an ungodly world. Pray for Israel for the peace of Jerusalem. In Israel. Pray for our nations that are coming against them. Because God is not pleased, that's for sure. It's unbelievable. Yes, the Bennett has resigned, and the the sort of stand-in guy, he's Lafitte, I think his name, whatever. Well, he's bowing down to this two-state solution type thing, so it's not good. The fox is in the hen house, but all this has to happen because the Word of God says so. It's setting up for what's going to happen, but praise God, absolutely amazing that we're seeing all this happen. Really is. There was a prophetic word from a rabbi years ago that said there would not be no government, or it will not, a government would stand, because it's setting up for the Messiah, the false Messiah, really. They think it's the real Messiah, but it'll be the false Messiah until the true Messiah and the Savior, our glorious Lord, will come at the end of the tribulation, and they'll see that it's really Jesus. But until then, they will be misled and deceived. And it's part of them being humbled because of rejection. It could be very possible, sis, it really could be very possible this October, even if we're here, to see it. But we'll leave all that in God's hands, okay? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Definitely be a lot better than the one in there, but they're all involved, sis. I don't think there's too many that are not. Anybody in government, there's not too many of them looking to the Lord for guidance. They're all doing it themselves. God of mercy. Father, we come humbly before you. You hear the hearts. You hear the prayers of your people. You know what they're going through and what they're facing. You know what their loved ones are going through, their children. Father, you see all that's going on in the world. We're thankful for the prayers you've answered. We thank you for the healing you have brought forth in relationship and in the body. We're very grateful, Father. Thank you for all that you're doing within our lives and all that's going on. Lord God, we pray continually for Sis Connie. We pray you intervene. Show the blessing and favor in her life and with her husband, Rick, Lord, and that he would share what you're providing. And that, God, you'll make a way so that she will get her share. Even if he thinks it's his, it's really yours, Lord. And that you will put it upon his heart to share with his wife in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, we pray you give her blessing and favor. And that you can intervene like you did with us, Lord, and help her with this tax situation, Father, from last year and this year. Make a way, Lord, that it can be that this can be made right, Lord. This can be settled, and if she is supposed to get refunds, God, you will make a way that is what she has earned, and that because of what she's done and being right and doing it right, that you will intervene and show her blessing and favor in this situation in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we pray for Sis Erica. We pray for her son with the pain in his heart, Louise, Lord, and we pray that you intervene and that you would help him in this time, and that, Lord, that you comfort those that are hurting, and you mend broken hearts. And, Lord, you bring reconciliation, and that your spirit will move upon him, and you would wrap your arms around him and comfort him, Lord, and help Sis Erica and how she can minister to him and pray for him. And, Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise and honor you, Lord. Father God, we pray for our military, the men and women in harm's way. Lord, there's already many in harm's way, like in Russia and Ukraine, in the Middle East, all over this world, as the character and nature of man is rising up in the ways of wanting power, wanting all authority and power in themselves. And the regular person, men and women, are the ones that pay with their life and blood because of the arrogance, pridefulness of leaders. Lord God, you'd say there'd be wars and rumors of wars, and there are. We pray for each one that you'd watch over them with your angels as they go in harm's way We pray for wisdom and guidance, and watch over them in what you've called them to do. And I pray the believers would stand for truth as they try to keep bringing the lies, even in our military, that people will stand for truth about you, Lord Jesus, and who you are, and how much people need you, especially as they're facing their last breath, as they're in the military where this could happen. In everyday life, of course, too, Lord. But in this situation, it can be very dangerous. Lord God, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and Israel. And Lord God, with everything going on there, and they sit there, these mere men, think that they know the answers and the way, and they want it their way instead of what your word says. Very dangerous, Lord. We pray for our nation. We pray for the others that are turned against Israel and trying to divide your land, Lord, and your holy city, Jerusalem. Lord God, we humble ourselves and pray to show us mercy, the people, Father God, and to humble these leaders and all. I know by your word, prophetic things are coming, and they ain't going to be pretty. I know that. And I know they will be thorough and perfect, just as perfect as you are in salvation and redemption of mankind and eternal life. You're just as perfect in your righteous justice, judgment, and wrath. Lord God, that anybody would try to take out Israel, I pray they cry out to you, Lord, before it's too late and humble themselves like Nebuchadnezzar. Learn from the great king and leader of the world that he was brought to his place, humbled, and he knew who God was and you are king. And he understood we are to honor and praise and worship you. Lord God, we pray for the nation of Israel and Jerusalem and the people. We pray the most important thing, they would come to know you as the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, their true Messiah, anointed one from God and Savior, Son of God, Yeshua Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for your mighty word. We thank you that we're understanding more and more who you are and who you are to us, how much you love us, how much you are true to us and faithful, and that your word does not come back void. It will accomplish what it is set out to do. And Lord God, that you have brought salvation and life, and the greatest, greatest thing that you could ever do for us is to save us and forgive us and set us free. We're very grateful, Lord. We're grateful that you made a way. What we were facing, we had no way to face it. And what our destiny was going to be death, period. But praise God, you have brought us life. And we're very grateful. You have brought us salvation. You have brought us deliverance and healing. You have brought us eternal life, the life you intended for each and every one of us. We're grateful, Lord, for the times we live and that you have called us for such a time as this to be a witness and a light to the world and to be a witness and a light of your glorious coming. Hallelujah, Lord. Exciting times, because I know you're faithful and you're true to your word and that you have given us the blessed hope, looking for your glorious return and Lord coming to take us home and to rescue us. We're off and we're so grateful and humble. And we say, even so come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. And we honor and praise you for this night that we can come together as the body of Christ and to pray for one another, fellowship with one another, and know that we're family, sons and daughters of the Most High God, because of your love and your life and blood poured out, Lord Jesus. We're very grateful, and that you have given us the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, to lead and guide us into who you want us to be and prepared for your glorious coming, that you have done it, Lord, and that you are helping us grow and mature each and every day, looking to you and on and seeing that your way and your example that you have put before us, and we honor and praise you. Thank you, Lord, and we don't face anything alone. You're with us through all things. You know exactly what we're facing, what we're going through. You faced it all because you loved us that much, that you identified with us, and we're very grateful. And we honor and praise you. Thank you for everything, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. And now, Sis Jeanette's going to come, and she's going to be singing a song of true proclamation of what can happen in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the authority and power of Christ, the authority and power of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, he is victorious over sin, death, and hell, over sickness and disease, deliverance from alcohol, drugs, anything in this world. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, sis.
Amen, brother.
In Jesus'
okay.
name.
In
All
Jesus'
right.
name, the God of possible.
Amen. Amen, sis. Praise God.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name 'cause all that I can do. In desperation, I look to heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing. Circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that you'll break through what happened today. I pray for a cause of your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I speak the name of all authority, declaring blessings, every promise is faithful to keep. I speak the name no grace could ever own. He is greater, he is stronger, he is the God of possible. I pray for you healing, circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that a breakthrough, what happened today. I pray miracles over your life in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, come believe it. Come receive it. Oh, the power of His Spirit is now forever yours. Come believe it. Come receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus, all things are possible. I pray for you healing, circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus' name. I pray that you break through what happened today. I pray you would cause the world in Jesus' name. I pray for revival, for restoration of faith. I pray that the dead will come alive in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Hear our prayers.
Amen, sis. Amen. Amen. And the name above all names, all authority and power has been given to the Lord. And there's no one They can't, I mean, no one else that can save you, deliver you, or heal you, truthfully, only Christ. He has the power over this fallen world. He has the power over the fallen one. And no one can stand up against that except in the name of Jesus. If people would get over it.
Name that is above all names.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a powerful, powerful song. Did you see what Sis Erica put up about her son being moved by that song? Glory to God.
Oh, really?
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord will touch him and heal him. The Holy Spirit will touch him and heal him. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Is the God possible?
Yes. Yes, sis. Praise God. Amen, sis. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being there to serve the Lord and to pour out your heart and your voice that God's given you, and that you're part of this ministry, and that we would help to encourage people and understand that they need Jesus so much in their lives. Amen.
Amen. For all his glory.
Yes.
Lord God.
Hallelujah.
All his glory. Oh, really? Yes. Amen.
I mean,
thank you.
We ought to get a hold of it because we're going to be doing it for all eternity.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. All right. Well, bless you, sis. Thank you. We send our love and prayers your way, and continue to, you know, pray for that situation, Logan, that God's going to intervene. And even if we're here, even if we're here by that time, right?
Okay.
Yep. That's right.
Okay, brother.
All right.
Thank you all. Shalom. Bless you. Have a good night.
Thank you for your love and prayer, sis. We really do. We really thank you very much.
You're very much welcome. We are brothers and sisters in the Lord. So we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit. So we pray for each other.
Amen.
Okay, brother. Amen. Good night.
Right.
Shalom to all the chat room, brothers and sisters.
Right.
We love you all.
Shalom.
Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Amen. Praise God. Well, brothers and sisters, hallelujah. That's what it's all about, is being here. And what moves your heart to be concerned about others and others that are hurting, and others that are going through things, is to pray for them, because it's the heart of God. It's the Spirit of God in you. And that's why we do it. And we do it because we know that he is faithful and that he will answer our prayers. He hears our cries. He loves us very much. He knows everything we're facing in this lost, dying world. But he is greater, and his light so shines in us. And when you pray, and when you praise, and you fellowship, that's all about who we are. We are the family of God. It's amazing. Well, bless each one of you, Brother Andrew, Sis Connie, Brother Rob, Sis Erica was here earlier, Walking Truth was here earlier. Bless each one of you by phone or Skype, that God has made a way. I thank God for every one of you. And y'all have a great weekend. And we thank God for each one of you. And may his face shine upon you. And may his shalom, his peace be with you. Shalom and good night. Shalom and good night. Bless each one. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, that we need you so much, Lord. Hallelujah.